We would like to talk about a reconnection in the way things are thought of in life. We would like you to make the connection between what is important and what is joyous. Joy and importance go together because the energy they bring to your heart is completely restorative. And we would like you then to disconnect from the other end of that, which is important and dire, or sad, or tragic, or all of those things. Because when you make that connection, then you are telling yourself that you do not deserve to be a happy person here. If you are really a serious person, then you will not be joyful. And what we can tell you from the world of spirit is that it is the joy that you express, whatever is going on around you, is the thing that heals you and the thing that brings joy to the universe that directs you. It does not mean that you do not care. It does not mean that you are not serious. It means that you have decided to find the part of you that laughs and dances and sings and reconnect with the knowledge that that is the part of you that brings the universe its greatest joy. We are certainly not saying that there are not things to deal with, but we are saying that we want a new connection. And the new connection that we want is the importance of joy. The importance of joy. Now, we could go through a number of things and possibly, what is it you have in your classroom or did at one time, the blackboard or the thing that shines on the wall. And we could tell you scientifically that to enter a state of joy, even for a few moments of laughter, is absolutely healing, not only to your physical body, but your emotional body, and is the thing that actually releases the nervous system overload. And so when you allow someone to make light of joy, they simply do not understand its function for the human race, for you, for your heart, for your spirit. And then we will tell you another thing about joy. It is the companion of peace. And this is sometimes also not taught in a way that you can hold on to. But perhaps Channel has shared this with you. But we will share it with you again because it is important to know about this. Joy is peace dancing. Peace is joy resting. So when you begin to see the beauty of that circle and how that works, not only in your healing, but in creating your life, if you can see how beautifully those two elements work together, then you are coming into an understanding of the true function of joy and its companion, peace. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Know that where your breath goes, healing goes. Where healing goes, joy goes. Become aware of the flame in your heart that is your unique spirit, the only spirit that is exactly like this spirit. And it is you, and it lights your way, and it guides you, and it connects you to the source of all spirit, which is the universe. Now feel your heart illuminated. And notice that your heart is growing. And begin to see how bright and nourished and joyful and warm your heart is. And know how that cares for you during the week. Knowing that you are so close to who you really are. Now see that the flame in your heart sends a smaller flame down into your solar plexus. And its job is to heal the places where the emotions may have caused you pain. And feel that light spreading throughout the solar plexus, judging nothing, but clearing everything that you truly wish to release. And as you are in the solar plexus, you may say to yourself, I wish to release this feeling. And as you do, feel that feeling leave. And as it leaves, let the flame of your heart take up that space and fill you and heal you. And feel a flame move down through your body and into the second center. And see how brightly it shines in that second center. And know that this flame will illuminate anything that has brought you shame or judgment or pain from old patterns of turning against yourself. And when the flame is here, say to yourself, I will to release an old pattern, an old shame, an old judgment. And as you say it in that center, feel the flame grow brighter and take up the space where you have released all of that. And see how brightly your second center shines, and watch the waterfall that is the gift of that center, the waterfall that allows you to fluidly release all shame, all patterning that does not belong with your heart and your spirit now. Feel a flame from your heart move down into your root center and illuminate your root and illuminate all the kinds of joy and life you feel in that root and all of the beauty of creation, the potential that lives in that root. And say to yourself, I wish to remove blockage, anything that keeps me from being alive and creating the world I want to live in and the spirit I want to be. Anything that blocks that, I want to release. And feel how that bright, shining light illuminates the root. Illuminates it, makes it bright. Feel the strength that that light brings to your root. Now let your heart center. Send a piece of its soul light into your throat and illuminate the throat center and its potential. The throat center that can speak love, that can speak truth, that can illuminate with its love and truth the world inside of you and the world around you. And if you choose to release any communication that is not of the light, then say to yourself, I release all the darkness in my communication center. And feel that light grow brighter and fill that space so that your throat is beautiful and warm and full of power and love. Feel the heart send a flame up into your third eye. And let that flame illuminate the third eye. And so when you see that third eye, see the fear begin to fall away from it. The doubt begin to leave this high power that is your power. And say to yourself, I release everything that prevents me from high, loving, powerful, intuitive knowledge. And let that all leave the third eye. And then see the beauty of the third eye as the flame illuminates it. Now feel the flame from the heart move up through your body and into the crown. Let the flame open the crown. Open it. And when you see in the crown anything that would limit your ability to receive, that would keep you from opening to the very finest and best and most abundant of all that the universe has for you, say to yourself, I release limitation. I release the things that might make my ability to receive small. I release those all, so that my ability to receive is grand and beautiful and as big as the night sky. Now, as your crown becomes bright, see a golden ball of light, the gift of the universe, and that light opens and begins to pour into your crown, making you full and abundant and joyful in places where you may never have allowed that before. Feel that light pour down into your thoughts, displacing the dark ones, making room for the light ones. Displacing doubt, making room for power. Feel the flow of that light in your throat, down your spine, across your shoulders, down your back, taking away burden. Filling your arms and your hands. Flowing down through your legs and your feet. Full of the light of your spirit and the gifts of the universe. The ones you may have never known about before. Know about them now. Moving your attention into your heart center. See the symbol or the gift that has been left there for you. Rest the mind. Know the symbol. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body. Breathe lovingly into your heart. When you've centered in your body, open your eyes.